Hello and welcome. Today is April 20th, 2024. You are tuned in to the Cole Memo. I'm your host, Cole Preston. Every episode is released in audio, video, and transcript format. To find the transcript, audio, or video version of any episode, please refer to the description of the episode that you're listening to now. Within that description, you can find a link that will take you to our website, which will display the transcript for this episode and the platforms where you can find this episode in audio or video formats. If you're unable to locate the episode description on whichever platform you're listening from, simply take note of the episode number and visit thecolememo.com. From there, you can use our search functionality to find the corresponding episode, and then you'll be able to access the audio, video, and transcript version of the episode. You might also find any links that we reference during the episode so that you might be able to do your own research. I will be referencing a few today. If you're not listening to this episode of the Cole Memo on Patreon, then you're listening to this episode later than our patrons. To become a patron, go to thecolememo.com/patreon. It only costs $3 a month, and it allows you to get access to our episodes as they release. It's a great way to support our show. Another way to support our show is by going to thecolememo.com/support. You can make a contribution of your choice. I just want to give a shout out to Tom G for giving us a contribution. It means a lot. It allows us to continue doing this show. Equipment, travel, hosting fees, etc. It all adds up. So if you're able to support us financially, that would be appreciated. This show is funded by listeners like you. If you're unable to do that, though, that is totally okay. One of the best ways to support our show is absolutely free. Subscribe to or follow the show. Leave us a positive review from wherever you're listening to us from. Favorite this episode, give it a thumbs up, leave a comment, or share it with your best friend. Once again, folks, it is 420. Blaze it. I'm going to spark up some right now. Folks, recently, there was a, oh gosh, I believe it was a cannabis innovation lab. Let's look at this article by Capital Facts. I am going to display my screen right now. I wish I could have made it to this. It was a, let's see. So the article from Crain's Chicago, it was a cannabis innovation summit yesterday at Startup Incubator 1871. It was in partnership with our good friend Brad Spirison from grownin.com. Definitely check them out. Brad's been on the show several times. The quote that's been making waves in the news is Jim Belushi saying something to the effect of, "I had a conversation with Governor Pritzker, who I really think is on our side. He's a good guy. I said, last year you guys collected $417 million in cannabis taxes and you collected $207 million in liquor taxes. There's a lot more liquor stores and bars than there are dispensaries." So the headline and what everybody was saying, I guess Belushi said, was that, we need to lower taxes. And it looks like Belushi also said Joe Biden's effort to reschedule marijuana, moving it out of the most restricted class of controlled substances, will be a major boost for the industry. If deregulation happens, we're going to have another boom. I think regulation and taxation will come down a little bit and make it more competitive with the illicit market. So the one thing that I wanted to just say is I really appreciate that Jim Belushi is acknowledging that prices of cannabis are too high. It does seem like that's kind of what's being discussed. Again, I wasn't there, but I have to appreciate a discussion about taxes and prices. And back to this article from Capital Facts. That first one I was displaying was from Crain's. Again, I'll have all of these listed in the podcast description. This article by Rich Miller from Capital Facts. He asked J.B. Pritzker spokesperson Jordan Abadoya, sorry if I'm saying that name wrong, if the governor supports a cannabis tax. Her answer was no, or as I posted it on Twitter, I used the this little meme, her answer, no. And one of the things I just want to say once again before I go any further on this rant is that even Well, first of all, before I go any further on this rant, I would like to say that I appreciate any and all conversations about high prices and how they affect the consumer. But I think it's important to acknowledge that, as I've been posting online, even without taxes, prices in Illinois surpass those of any other state. Consumer challenges do not stem from high taxes, I would say, alone. It's time that we acknowledge that these problems stem from the state's market structure, which restricts choice and competition, leading to a pricey and stagnant shopping experience. The elephant in the room is limited licensing, not taxing. I mean, the taxes suck for sure, but the elephant in the room is limited licensing, which allows for these prices to be arbitrarily high. And that's the true issue, folks. That's the true issue. This 420, that has just been the issue with Illinois cannabis in general. Speaking of market structure, I was recently included, my perspective was included in this article from Southside Weekly. I'm not going to go through it necessarily right now, but if you'd like to read it, the headline is Big Business Runs Illinois Cannabis. There's a lot of very interesting perspectives, including perspectives that have been on the show in the past. And like I say, I am also featured in this article. You can see my name right there. I'd like to take the time to highlight an important point on my post on Instagram. You can see that Lasley from Illinois News Joint commented, "Agreed, Cole. Limited licensing is the original sin of the Illinois cannabis system, going all the way back to the medical pilot program." Fun fact, there are mechanisms already built into the regulations that could expand the number of licenses, which means the state wants the market to be the way that it is. Yes, absolutely. This is something we've covered on the show in the past. Let's watch a video that proves the point that Lasley just brought up. And it's a point that makes me feel less alone. I just want to say thank you again to Lasley for not only acknowledging the true issue, but for bringing up the fact that, well, there's a mechanism to expand the program. Let's watch the video.
Governor Christian Mitchell. So, what this contemplates is that there would not be new large-scale cultivation in the first wave. That is an effort to make sure that as we roll out a wave of craft grow licenses, that you don't see a situation where the large guys crowd out the smaller folks. There would then be a measure after a timed release to look at a demand study and figure out if we in fact need more large-scale cultivation. If that in fact happens, then the appropriate department can make a determination and issue new licenses.
Great, thanks.
So, once again, a very important point to discuss, and I just want to say thanks again to Lasley for acknowledging my real point, which is that limited licensing is the issue behind all of this. Before we go, it is 420, and people are purchasing cannabis, of course, today, and I've actually been hearing about outages, not only in the state of Illinois, but I did a quick search on Reddit and Twitter or X, however you want to call it. And I am seeing reportages that suggest, report, sorry, tweets and posts that seem to suggest that Dutchie is experiencing issues. The reports that I've read indicate that this has led to consumers being turned away from numerous unaffiliated storefronts in Illinois. And like I said, based on the posts that I've seen, it's a trend that appears to be affecting locations nationwide. One store in Illinois, or at least a few stores from the New Era chain of dispensaries, which, as far as I understand, they do, I believe, use Dutchie. I've not reached out to them for confirmation on that, but they have shared that their point of sale systems are down at multiple dispensaries statewide and it's causing slow service. I'm just going to show really quick. If I do a search on Twitter, you will see, well, Twitter's search functionality is not working well, but here are a few posts that do seem to confirm. You know, just 5 minutes ago, our point of sale system went down on the biggest year of work. We couldn't move any products today. People left empty-handed on a national holiday. 85% of cannabis stores in the state use this POS system too. I don't know that that's true. I don't know that ever. I mean, it is a popular one. I did a post on LinkedIn about Dutchie going down, and now VPs and VCs from cannabis are trying to connect with me on LinkedIn. RIP to everyone using Dutchie. Yeah, so there's a lot of people confirming that, or at least saying that they don't seem to be alone and that Dutchie is going down. Some people are indicating that this is not the first time this has happened. I don't know. I personally don't pay attention to these things, these types of things all the time. But, you know, just wanted to share what is happening because it is 420. Happy 420. Folks, I hope you found value in this episode. Check out the show notes for some of the links that were discussed in this episode. And I hope that you enjoy your 420. We'll see you on the next episode of The Cole Memo. Take care.